We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. McCann and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass with another update here in about 27 minutes. Full football weekend. NFL kicked off on Thursday with their lowest rated opening night game in 10 years. Still the biggest rating for a TV show since the Olympics. I'm asking you, the football fan, compared to a year ago at this time, have you lost some interest in the NFL? Is it the same or has it grown? You can answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I need your Super Bowl champion in February 2019. Who will win it all? And then Colin Kaepernick ends that Nike TV commercial with talking about sacrificing everything. Has he sacrificed everything? You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. Out to the audience we go. I appreciate everybody being patient. Let's go to Jerry in Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Let's go to Eric in Illinois. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, Bill. I think the story about the national anthem is the most interesting story in all of sports. I've been following football since 1971. Haven't seen a game in 2 years, and I won't. I'm loving this. I'm watching them kill their own sport. How stupid of them. I could have lived with the kneeling, but when they did the police are pig socks, and they did the black power fists during the anthem, and then they went to England and wouldn't stand for the national anthem, but got down for the they stood for the British anthem, but they got down for, they wouldn't stand for the American anthem. That did it for me.
All right, thank you, Eric in Illinois. Let's keep it in the great state of Illinois. Tom, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Let's go to Larry in Birmingham, listening on Jox FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
How you doing, buddy?
All right. I do. My thing is that Kaepernick did take a sacrifice. It wasn't a significant one, but, hey, this guy's a baller. He wants to play ball. He could have, once he saw the feedback, the negative feedback, he could have said, hey, I'm going to not take a knee and continue to play ball. He wants to ball, okay? So he did sacrifice his career for that.
Did he sacrifice his career, though? He was on the backside. I don't know. There were teams that were pro-anthem, and you look at different areas, Larry, and I don't know if he sacrificed his career for what he did. I don't. He was on the backside.
I disagree. He was not on the backside. He was pretty good, you know. I mean, maybe he was.
Why were the Niners getting rid of him then? And this is before the anthem thing. Why? He opted out of his deal. Why didn't he stay and just make them cut him?
I guess it's about money, you know. So it's all about money also because I do believe he's better than Blake Bortles. Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, yeah, Blaine Gabbert. Yeah, I don't, you know, and they went back and forth there. And I get this. I just wish if he was doing this and never included the anthem in it, I support free speech. But in the workplace, it's a different animal. It is. It's for you, whatever you do for a living. For me, I get free speech on opinions. But my politics coming in every day and starting a show or protesting, I would last maybe one or two times before they fired me.
Yeah, I hear you there. I hear you. But also, I think you mentioned one about Nike, the ad, which is basically their base of what they're trying to get to was the 18 and under.
I would say the ad is more for, you know, the millennials, the teen who can buy the gear, buy the shoes. So is it 14 to 35? Is it 16 to 35? I don't know. It's about selling stuff here. Let's be honest, too. I get the social significance of everything here and how you want to stand on one side or another. And I'm not talking about you, Larry. I'm talking about people. At the end of the day, Nike's about making money.
True that.
Yeah, that's it. So we can debate this all day. I'm for equality. And I'll tell you what. The callers from Birmingham, okay, a hotbed of American history, the state of Alabama when it comes to racism. I really appreciate your open opinions tonight, including yours, Larry, okay?
All right, man.
All right, you take care, man. Take it. Larry needs a radio show. McCann, did you hear that voice from Larry? He needs a radio show down there in Alabama.
Got that nice deep voice.
Oh, he reminded me back in the day when I was working at the Love Music Station, Joy FM, and I was doing weekends. So how old am I then? 22, 23, and I was the Love Music Station, and it was just women requesting songs. You'd be like, this goes out to Vicky, who's in the hot tub. This is Air Supply, and I'm all out of love. Why do I sound like Batman? Why do I sound like Lego Batman DJing on a Love Music Station? Hey, guess what? Let's go to Chris in Miami, Florida. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing, sir? I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Let me tell you something as a veteran. A lot of veterans do not speak their minds for whatever reasons. I do. I'm bluntly honest. I'm a Navy vet. I was in a sub 14 years of my life. And the issues of the NFL, longtime NFL proponent and fan, including NCAA, is the fact that people don't want to talk honestly anymore. They want to be politically correct. This being stated down here in Miami, I'll tell you what, man. Being a UM fan from the University of Miami and a Dolphin fan for X amount of years, I can tell you this. It's not about being politically correct. It's about right and wrong. And a lot of people don't want to stand up to that anymore, unfortunately. What this gentleman is doing with the NFL is a joke. A lot of people are saying that and stating that, and the ones that aren't are just tuning away. That's where the ratings for the NFL have dropped. That being stated, I have no problem with freedom of speech. 99.9% of the veterans don't. When you want to sit back and use the flag or the anthem or veterans or any other thing in your professional status as an excuse to make a stance, it's wrong. But most people won't see that or don't want to see that.
This is Chris, thanks.
I'm sorry.
No, buddy. I tell you, I got to grab a ton of people and get to a break, but I really appreciate your opinion. And thank you for being a first-time caller from Miami. And I can feel your passion. So we appreciate you joining us from South Florida. Chris in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, I think you guys are all making the points that Colin Kaepernick would love to make if he was more vocal and not so demonstrative. You mentioned earlier Gold Star families. The flag means something to them, right? The gentleman from Miami, the flag means something to them. That is entirely the reason that the flag is the place to show your protest, your whatever you want to call it. The semantics are aside. The flag is creating a conversation. The flag means something to people, so it is the symbol of our country. If you have a problem with these things, the flag is the place to take it. The great Justice Antonin Scalia, rest in peace, said that if he were a king, he would ban flag burning. But we live in a republic, and he understands that the flag is the most important symbol of our country. So I think you guys have all made the point that the protesters want to make, and that, yes, the flag is important, and that's exactly why they use the anthem and the flag as the symbol, if you will. So I think everyone's making the same point in that the conversation's being started and that the fact that the flag is so important is part of it, and it's not being verbalized enough.
Well said, Chris. I appreciate your huge opinion in Milwaukee. Hines in Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I respect everybody's opinion, and I'm hearing everybody's. And I'm also a veteran, served in the United States Marine Corps 8 years.
Thank you.
It's not about the flag, man. I don't think it's ever about the flag. It's about the reasons why America is not looking at what's going on in America. we can't sit back and no longer when you feel like as a people, like as a black man, I can look in and I'm pretty young. I'm 37, and I can look and see that, you know, only unarmed black men are getting shot on a rapid basis. You know, you want to do something and you want to figure out a way how to do it. And if he chose when there was a veteran who told him to don't sit down, kneel. And that's when he started the whole kneeling process. The flag is there for us. It is a symbol, but everything that flag represents is freedom of speech. Everything that flag represents allows us to protest. It allows us to state our opinions. It allows everything for us to do and say what we want to say to happen. You can't stop it. You can't stop anybody's freedom to express themselves. And the thing that bothers me is the same people who are saying, oh, he's kneeling during the flag are the same people who are still sitting down in their seats at the stadium when the anthem is playing. It's the same people who are at the bar. They don't even stop to just take a moment, even in the comfortability of their own of a bar, to just get up and stand up. So for me, it's kind of like it's kind of hypocritical for people to really press their opinions and say, oh, well, he's horrible for kneeling, when they bypass it each and every time when they're doing just regular things, and they could be standing, but you don't see them standing.
All right, Hines, I want to ask you this before I let you go. You tell me, instead of protesting during the anthem and semantics on kneeling or sitting or a fist or what everyone thinks is being done, you tell me that if you could fix America right now and bring everybody together and justice for all and equality, what's the quickest way to that change?
That's a very good question. I mean, the quickest way is for people to stop looking at people's skin color. But, you know, we all, in actuality, we all are a little bit discriminatory. It's just human nature to be. Our minds process things at a first glance. We always make snap judgments. But America has made black people to look really, really disgusting and really horrible, and to be criminals, and you need to fear black people, and it shouldn't be.
No, I don't think that's the case, Hines. I don't. I'm sitting here and we celebrate Tiger Woods and he's playing well again, or we celebrate great leaders, and a lot of people have a lot of respect for Barack Obama. I don't think that the massive majority of America looks down on people based on the color of their skin. In 2018, I just don't buy it. I don't.
Let's see, and that's where the protest comes in, because even though you may not see it in some of your areas, it's still highly active in many areas and many parts.
Oh, so let's go to those areas then, okay? And Hines, thanks for the call in Florida. You just said what I said in my opening huge opinion. Then let's focus on the areas where we need change. Let's not blanket the entire country. Let's not paint that because you're white, you're racist. Well, let's stop it. And let's be honest, too, that this is about who's in the White House. Come on. And he hasn't helped. All right? I'm not on one side or the other. I am on the side of law enforcement. I think the pig socks were disgusting. I think calling law enforcement modern-day slave patrols was beyond disgusting, and I want to use another word, but I don't want to get fined by the FCC. That's where I stand. And, you know, people going back and forth on beliefs or protesting and peaceful, I get it, man. I do. Keep it away from the anthem. Keep it away from police. And if you want to protest police, and go sit down, Colin. Any police chief in America would take your call, would sit down with you and other city leaders, and here's what we need to do in this city. Let's do this. Let's let kids walk to school safe. Matter of fact, let's make those schools safe. Let's give Flint clean water and safe streets in Michigan. Let's do it. I'm all for it, man. I really am. And I think most Americans are willing to step up and help bring social justice and racial equality. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO.com. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too, you can get it all at GEICO.com. We have Graceffo and McCann back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Huge questions of the night. Who's going to win the Super Bowl opening weekend of the NFL in February 2019? Who will hoist the Lombardi Trophy? Off the NFL's opening night ratings, lowest in 10 years. Have you lost interest in the last year in the NFL? Is it the same or has it grown? And then Colin Kaepernick, speaking of the NFL, his lawsuit will continue, collusion against the league. The Nike campaign was introduced over the past week. Sacrifice everything. Has Colin Kaepernick sacrificed everything in your mind? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go back to Alabama. Big night with a lot of people listening on Jocks FM. Amanda, appreciate the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, I've got a couple of points I want to make about the whole thing. One, he's constantly mentioning that he's doing the kneeling thing to the black people that have been shot by police officers. Not once during this whole thing have you ever heard the unarmed police officers, or police officers rather, who have been killed in the line of duty. Not once. In the past year, I have been to 3 funerals of friends who are fallen deputies. 2, recently, within the last month or so, ever since this whole thing started hyping up again due to the start of football season, I've experienced racism twice. I am a white woman raised on football from the South by my dad. Once we were ignored for 30 minutes in a Chili's while she served the black customers and never even asked for our drinks. 2, more recently, within the last 7 days, literally 7 days, I was getting tobacco. Yes, I am trying to quit, and I know it is a bad habit. But to be told, getting out of line for 1 second to show the cashier where something was, being almost assaulted by another customer, being called a white B-word, and being told I was the wrong color to be shopping in the store, it's getting too much. And it's really, really irritating me. And I'm a huge, huge football fan. And I'm considering just stopping for the season because of all this.
Amanda, I appreciate your huge opinion in Alabama. Let's travel north to Chicago. And Josh is listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate you having me on. I first want to just say that I think it's awesome that we're all talking about this. We have a lot of different opinions, and this is the solution, you know, dialogue, talking about it. I'd also like to say that, you know, I really identify with what some people are saying. You know, Kaepernick isn't tearing the country apart. For a lot of people, the country has already felt divided. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about how the flag means something to them, and I appreciate that. And, you know, for people that have served, that's like an incredible, you know, an incredible thing for them. I think, you know, people are allowed to take a knee for when they feel like their folks have been, you know, there's been an injustice. So, for instance, all the people who have lost a loved one by police killings, which at the end of the day is what the whole protest is about. And so, you know, I hate, you know, hearing about how anyone is potentially, you know, like what that woman was just talking about in the store, you know, how she was attacked. But I think that at the end of the day, if I'm a black person and I feel like my friends or my kind are being taken advantage of or shot innocently, you know, and I want to kneel, you know, what about that person's ability to do that? And I think that when you're sitting back and you're saying, you know, this is my flag and this is what it means to me. And so because of what it means to me, I don't want you to do that. Well, you know what? What it means to that person that's taken a knee is death. And what it means to that person is injustice. So I completely support it. And I think that another point that's been made is people saying, what is it, you know, what is it doing for Colin Kaepernick to just take a knee? All he's doing is bringing awareness. Why doesn't he go out and talk about things? Why doesn't he go out and actually do stuff? Well, the way that policies get changed in this country is by raising public awareness and then changing the perception. And he's done more for police brutality and police injustice and the justice system than a lot of people in the last 50 years. And, you know, I could give a couple of examples if you want, but I haven't been watching the NFL because I don't appreciate when people aren't given an opportunity to express their First Amendment. And because of that, you know, I'm not watching the NFL anymore.
Josh, I appreciate your opinion in Chicago from the Windy City. Let's go to South Texas and Houston. And Jay listening on AM 610. Jay isn't there, but Eric in Atlanta is there. Eric, thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I appreciate you taking my call, man. First time caller, fan of the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Just no problem. Just to give you quick points and everything and stuff, like, again, a lot of callers have been saying it's not about the protest against the, you know, flag or anything. It's about the injustice of African Americans in this country. And that's the focal point of it and everything. Now, my question would be, where was all of this anger and status, status when Tebow was taking a knee and he was protesting the flag where he said, I'm protesting the flag that allows women to get abortions in this country. And nobody really made a big claim about it and stuff. And again, it's not dividing the country. The country's already been divided. I heard you ask a couple people, what can they do to change this, a quick hurry fast? It's not going to happen in overnight. You got to remember this country, the same flag has been flying around when it was black people was considered second rate citizens. Also with all the civil rights movements and slavery, this flag has been through a lot. So what one person perceived the flag to be may not be the same for another person. I got my father as a veteran. I got family members as deployed all over the world and everything. I respect the flag and everything, but at the same time, I understand where Colin Kaepernick is coming from. And for the people that's burning the Nikes and this, that, and the third and stuff and protesting, boycotting Nike, well, why don't y'all, you know, say something or come, you know, show some initiative to, you know, solve the problem which causing him to kneel, and that's the police brutality. Now, I know you said that you don't believe that it's still racism going on in 2018.
No, hold on. I didn't say that. Whoa, Eric, don't put words in my mouth. I said I don't believe there's racism in every city police department in this country. There are spots in America that need some racially equality-based education.
But that's where I have to disagree, because it all starts with the training, how they, you know.
But it's not in every police department, Eric. You can't say that. You cannot say that every police department is full of racist cops. You can't. That's wrong. That's stereotyping. That's stereotyping, dude. Isn't that what we're fighting? We're all fighting for equality, America getting along. We can't stereotype law enforcement.
I mean, I'm just going by the history of it.
The history is, and Eric, thanks for the call in Atlanta. The history is what? Every day? The history, you can look at officers getting gunned down, as Amanda talked about, or Eric, you talk about police brutality. What about the brutal killings of men and women serving and protecting the streets of this country? Could you imagine what this country would be like without police departments and law enforcement? No, there are some, and a small percentage of racist cops. It'd be like saying if a black man killed a white cop, we don't label all black people as cop killers. And if a white cop kills an unarmed black man and that's horrific and we see the video, we shouldn't label all white police officers cold-blooded killers. That's it. And Eric, I appreciate your opinion. Matter of fact, I'll say out of 3+ years of dialogue on my statewide show in Michigan, online, on the social networks, on air, that tonight I think has been the most civilized conversation from all sides and a lot of different pockets in America. And I appreciate that from the audience. I really do. You can join us for our final segment, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4CBS. 212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday, CBS kicks off its Super Bowl season. J.J. Watt and the Texans tackle Brady and the Patriots. Pittsburgh collides with Cleveland. Buffalo battles Baltimore. Cincy clashes with the Colts. And the Chargers welcome Kansas City. It all begins at 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Later today with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep with J.B., Phil, Coach, Nate, and Boomer. Ready for the wild ride to the Super Bowl, that would be number 53 on CBS. The NFL is back. We have our huge questions of the night. Who's going to win the Super Bowl in February on CBS? And the lowest TV ratings for an opening night in 10 years. Have you lost interest in the NFL? Is it the same or has it grown in the last year? And then Colin Kaepernick with the Nike campaign. What has he sacrificed? Did he sacrifice everything? I disagree. I want to hear your opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Daniel in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on Jox FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Daniel.
So just to jump in, I think that's a good point to bring up as far as like the marketing campaign of sacrificing everything. Because I agree with you that he hasn't sacrificed everything. There's still like money to be made out there. There's still Nike. He sacrificed a career, but the everything line is interesting. But I do want to jump on two points really quickly. One, I think you've asked questions about just like kneeling and protesting the flag. The flag to me is the platform. So like I know that we've all had different sort of conversations here about what the flag represents, but the flag to me is the platform. Just because it is visible, it is in plain sight there. It is something that the NFL has like really geared up and like taken a stance that they're going to do that on for a little while here. They teamed up with the armed forces. So for me, if I'm questioning you, I'm wondering if he doesn't do it at the national anthem, he's not doing it at the flag. What do you think he could do it as like, if we both agree that a protest is going to ruffle feathers no matter what, where could Colin Kaepernick protest that you personally think would garner this much attention if it wasn't at the national anthem?
All right, I'll tell you where, Daniel, and thank you for the call in Birmingham listening on Jox FM. I thought the players that wanted the protest before the game kicked off, so you have TV, that they would walk out to the middle of the field and they could meet. And they could do their fists, they could kneel, they could do whatever they want to. Now, the point is, if this is about getting attention, why do you need to rile one side that looks at the flag one way and the other side over here? If it is truly about social change, social equality, social justice, then does it matter if you do it during the anthem? You know, maybe if you do it once during the anthem, then you move it to talking afterwards into a microphone, a camera, Facebook Live, Periscope, you name it, and your voice would be heard. And you would point and say, this city, this place, this situation needs to be addressed. I think that carries more weight. I've always said that. You know, one time, what happens is when the protesting is in the year three, it is the only place in America on a consistent basis where the national anthem becomes a political platform. Now, let's step back and be honest about Nike. Colin Kaepernick sacrificing everything. How much do you think he's getting paid for that? Okay? Nike's going to make money. This is about Trump in the White House, and Trump has totally nuke the other side of this debate. This all began about 3 months before the end of Barack Obama in the White House, and it was Clinton versus Trump, and that split America. And that's where we're at. Let's just be honest. That's why it's going on for 3 years. That is the reason. Now, Trump's to blame for, you know, throwing gasoline back on the fire. But let's step back and say, okay, 3 years of protesting, that protest is about Donald Trump. That's a middle finger to Trump. That's what it is. And Trump supporters, that somehow he got into the White House. And there's half of America is pretty close. Half of America cannot stand that. The other half is excited that their choice won. That's where we're at, man. You know, and Colin Kaepernick, I'm telling you, you know, his voice hasn't been heard a lot in the media. And I just saw the ad run during the Arizona State-Michigan State game on the Bristol Network. But his voice showing up in a city and wanting a meeting with Birmingham, Alabama, police, chief, mayor, what can we do to bring more racial equality? Peaceful meeting. Baltimore, Ferguson, Chicago, Flint, L.A., Seattle. It could be Kankakee, Illinois. Small town, big town, New York. These players, all in these cities, request a meeting with the police chief. Request a meeting with the mayor, the senator, the congressman, the congresswoman. They'll listen. They will listen to you. You're NFL stars. They will listen. Tell me that's not more effective than game after game, preseason, regular season, 3 years of protesting the anthem. We get it. We understand why you took a knee. I get Nate Boyer. I've talked to him, interviewed him. His story is amazing. He's a man of peace. Before he became a Green Beret, he went on his own, left his home in Northern California, went to Sudan to help the refugees. He's a different cat. And I'm talking about Nate Boyer, who took it from sitting to a knee. So now we know what we know why Kaepernick took a knee. Sat down, whatever. But 3 years of it? Come on, man. Now turn it into why. So take the protest at the games, and now let's take it to action. Not this dialogue. 3 years of dialogue? My Lord, it's like the last woman I dated. 3 years of dialogue. Can't we just have a relationship? That's Colin Kaepernick, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, I don't care who it is, that they talk into a microphone and say, you know what, Joe Johnson, I'm just, you know, not using anybody's real name. Hypothetical situation. It's unfair what happened to Joe Johnson in Raleigh, North Carolina. His family deserves answers. Okay? Say it in the camera. Talk to a local reporter. Do an interview with, look at all the networks we have now. Both left and right, not too many in the middle. That would gain attention and bring action. And Colin, if you want to be the guy that sits down and you go to Raleigh and you meet with the police chief and you meet with the mayor and you go to the situation instead of painting a broad brush across America that the flag stands for oppression, and if you support it, that you're a racist, or blood on the streets everywhere in America, no. Law enforcement, modern-day slave patrols, no. And by the way, just burn the pig socks, okay? So that's it, man. I think what you have here in our conversation tonight, that the continued protests are not bringing change. And please stop the dialogue. It's bringing dialogue. I don't have the ability for TV stations to knock on my door and listen to what I have to say. You know, once in a while, if it's a big story, they'll ask for my opinion, right? Hey, what do you think? You know, Michigan's playing Villanova in the national championship, you know, and then I do the little TV interview where I'm looking the wrong way. don't realize the camera with the light on is the one. You know, hey, look at the one with the light on. Really? Okay. I got to look at that one? Sure. I got to look over there. But NFL players, man, Facebook Live, millions of followers on Twitter, people will listen. So now, let's take it from the anthem to action. I'm all for it, man. I'm all for equality. I believe a black man driving home should be treated the same way I am when I'm driving home. I believe that when it comes to jobs, when it comes to school, that a black child should be given the same opportunities as a white child. That's it. Jobs, equality, I'm all for it. But man, let's look. Anthem to action. That's all. Let's go to Champ in Alabama, listening on Jocks FM. All right, let's go to Bud in California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Hey, Bud.
My point would be that having been brought up in the late 60s when I was a kid, the whole Muhammad Ali thing, remember, people thought he was a villain because of the Vietnam War opposition. And I remember when he fought Joe Frazier, like everybody who was white was against him because of stuff like that. And then later on, he's put on as a hero. So people forget that ideas and opinions change over the years for people like Kaepernick. I think that he will eventually be looked on as a hero. But even more than that, I think what the real factor here is that the people that run the country, the rich people, they're not racist. It's all about money. They don't salute the flag. They salute the dollar. So with the whole racism thing is just because the way to divide the people, because the rich control everything and the poor people are getting the shaft. Well, it's not the problem of the rich. It's the black guy that's taking your job or the Mexican or... Look throughout history. That's just the way things have been. Nazi Germany, they blame the Jews. This country, they blame the blacks and the Indians. I'm just brought up Jewish. You'd think the Germans would be the worst people to the Jewish people. Wrong. When I was brought up, it's like the Arabs are bad. So that whole thing has been used for years to keep the people in charge.
All right, buddy. Well, guess what? The music means I have to go. I appreciate your opinion. Also, somebody said, well, you said 3 years ago. I said, no, three football seasons. We've had the anthem. I love how some of you want to hear what you want to hear. Hey, on a positive note, I appreciate the conversation. Thank you, McCann. Thank you, Graceffo. 24/7, stay in touch at Saturday Huge on Twitter.